Currently, we're at Battery Point in Portland, formerly known as Observatory Hill, which is the highest spot in town, just back behind the silos now.
So this is the highest spot in town, is it?
I believe it's the highest point in town. It was the best part on the coast for defence.
And on this site, we'll find some cannons and things. So what is actually here?
It's the Portland Battery, and there's three cannon here at Battery Point. And they've just gone on the Victorian Heritage Register along with the cannon out the front of the municipal offices. Mm. But here at Cannon Hill, we've got the battery, which is made up of the underground tunnels, which was the powder magazine and the light passage, and the alcoves where the cannons were situated.
Now, in the past, I gather this was perhaps a bit more of a tourist attraction than it might be these days, that it might have been open, was it, so people could actually come in here and go downstairs, down the rickety ladder, and have a look?
It has been open in the past. Up until about a decade ago, there was a very enthusiastic group in town who got together and restored, renovated the battery in time for the 1984 150th celebrations here in Portland. And that group continued to keep the battery open to the public on Sunday afternoons up until about a decade ago. But unfortunately, that group got older, people left town, a bit of lost interest in it maybe, and it hasn't been open to the public for some time now. But now with this listing on the Victorian Heritage Register, we're hoping to attract some money from Heritage Victoria to have some conservation, restoration works done here and look at maybe opening up to the public again in the future.
Provided people are brave enough to climb down the rickety ladder, which goes, well, I don't know what's underneath here. I'm not brave enough to go down myself. Let's talk about the cannons, though. So there are three cannons. Just tell us a bit more about the each cannon, perhaps.
Well, up here at Battery Point, we have the 80-pounder gun, which is original to the battery. There were two that originally came to Portland, and in 1904, I think, one of them went down to Queenscliff. There's also a 32-pounder, which celebrates its 200th birthday this year. The barrel was cast in Scotland in 1811, cast as a 24-pounder, and bored out to create a 32-pounder in 1837. And there's also a 68-pounder here at the battery as well. And the one down in town outside the council offices is also a 68-pounder.
Now, the big one is on a sort of swivel mechanism. So presumably it was the most, or meant to be the most flexible, I guess, or the most versatile of the cannons?
Well, that was latest addition, I guess, here to Portland. That one was brought to Portland just a couple of years before the battery was built. The other ones that you see here at the battery aren't an original part of the battery. They were probably used for drilling exercises in the gun room at the drill hall.
Or just to scare people off, maybe, before they got the big one.
They've been in various places around town over the years. When the group disbanded in 1904, they went in on show in the gardens and were brought up here in the 80s when the restoration happened.
Now, the building as well then is quite intriguing, isn't it? I presume it has to be built this way because of what it stored?
Exactly. It consists of two underground tunnels, and one is the magazine where the gunpowder was stored, and running parallel to that is a light passage which basically lit the magazine. And storing the gunpowder, you couldn't have a naked flame in there or any sort of flame for risk of explosion. So the lamp passage has, I guess, light wells that come through that have got a glass cover over them so that lamps would be put in those alcoves to light the magazine.
And it's certainly a very solid sort of fortification as well, isn't it? I mean, yeah, apart from the doors, I suppose. I mean, but you wouldn't break in here in a hurry.
You wouldn't break in here in a hurry, and hopefully the cannon would scare people off before they got too close to break in here anyway.
So what do we know about how it was used or how it was manned or, you know, just what sort of personnel were involved in doing things here?
Well, it was initially established, the battery here at Portland, and also batteries in Warrnambool and Port Fairy as well, to defend the southwest coast of Victoria against a perceived Russian invasion. Fortunately, the Russians never came.
They obviously heard about the cannons and thought, no way.
Well, I don't think the cannons probably themselves would have done very much other than sort of, you know, scare them off, maybe. It was at a time when, after the gold rushes and Australia was very wealthy, and other countries were looking to invade other parts of the world and take over. So it was established along the southwest coast here to protect, you know, what at the time and still are obviously, you know, very important ports and industry to protect Australia's coastline.
Now, also on site, there's, I'm not quite sure how to describe it. It's a big round thing, but it was obviously it was a part of something a bit more impressive in the past.
From more recent times, it's the base of a World War II searchlight, and there was a volunteer air observers corps that were based here during World War II to spot look out for planes that might be flying over, and I guess that was sort of like a dad's army, I guess. And the base of that searchlight still exists there, and that is also part of the heritage listing.
Now, without wishing to be unkind, it does look like the battery has seen better days. It could do with a bit of a weed, a bit of a lawnmower. I don't know. Who's responsible for it today?
Council manages the battery site, and we are looking forward to giving it some attention now that we're eligible for funding through Heritage Victoria. We'll be able to spend some money, or hopefully find some money to spend on restoring the area.
And has it been a difficult thing to get onto the register? Has this been a campaign that's been going for a while?
It has been in process for quite a while. The original nomination was put in about 4 or 5 years ago, and Heritage Victoria has a number of applications sort of sitting with them at any one time. So it is, you know, quite a process that it goes through. And the good thing about this listing is that a couple of years ago a group was formed called the Southwest Guns and Cannon Steering Committee, and that was with the purpose of getting a conservation management plan for the three batteries at Portland, Port Fairy and Warrnambool. And that conservation management plan was produced, and the next aim was to get the Portland battery on the Victorian Heritage Register, and down the track we're looking at nominating the three batteries as a whole for the National Heritage Register.